Dark Knight Rises, Prophecies.
Welcome to the Sci-Fi Christian, bringing you theology at warp speed. I'm Matt Anderson.
And I'm guest hosting once again, Ben DiBono, here to help the Sci-Fi Christian improve for 2 weeks only.
Seriously? That's not cool. And we are back.
Yeah, we're back. I'm not doing so hot at that helping it improve thing. I forgot my line in both episodes.
So, that was a pretty special privilege I just gave you in the last two episodes. You got to say the opening line.
Yeah, when did you start doing that?
I started doing it right after you left because I always thought it was a good idea, but we never did it. And so that way people could just press play and know instantly what they're about to get themselves into.
I could just read the title.
But let's say they are listening to the iPod and they are blind.
How do they have an iPod if they're why would you have an iPod if you're blind?
Let's say they're online and they.
How can you be online if you're blind?
There's ways. Are you saying the blind people don't use the internet? Is that really what you're saying?
It's not like it's Braille.
There's ways around it.
Okay, how?
I don't know the mechanisms behind it, but I'm positive.
How would this work?
I'm 100% positive.
How would this work theoretically?
I'm 100% positive that blind people use the internet.
How?
Audio?
Like it just reads everything to
Maybe.
Them?
That's possible. I am willing to bet that there are blind people listening right now.
The internet's like a visual experience.
But it also has things that are an audio experience, such as the Sci-Fi Christian podcast.
Yeah, but finding it, you have to type in the Sci-Fi Christian talk.
Somebody else can find it for them and then load up.
Okay, if they got a little help, but blind people don't just like hop on the internet for the afternoon.
They've loaded up an iTunes playlist with tons of different Sci-Fi Christian, and they're skipping through, figuring out what episode they want to listen to. Instead of trying to get all the way into our past or introduction, now they're just like a recent episode was the Nephilim conspiracy.
Yeah.
And we talked about Nephilim, and they knew that instantly within the first 5 seconds.
Oh, that's a good idea. I'm just saying that, you know, I think that you're saying that if they find the podcast, it's because they have a helper. Well, their helper can read it to them.
Well, I'm just saying this is more convenient. All across the board.
Oh, yeah, no, it's a great idea. I am pro episode title. I'm just not sure I entirely agree with your conclusions about
you don't like the method.
Yeah, I just don't think that blind people would get much out of the internet.
I disagree completely. And my listeners will send me some feedback about this.
Okay. Yeah, maybe I'm wrong.
feedback@thescifichristian.com, or you can give us a call at
4121 SFC.
That's correct. 612-4121 SFC.
Yeah.
So
if you had to lose one of your five senses, which one would you go for?
Ooh, okay. This is for real. Let me think about it. Let's state the five senses. Sight.
Yeah.
Hearing.
Yeah.
Smell.
Yeah.
Taste.
Yeah.
Touch.
You got it.
For sure not. I wouldn't want to lose sight or hearing. So
yeah. You think it's weird that speech isn't a sense? Well, I guess it's more like an action.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's proactive.
Yeah. Never mind.
Touch, taste, smell. I would be... Ooh. If you lose your smell, though, you lose some of your taste.
There. So it's kind of like you're losing two for the price
but
of one.
But I think of all the senses, I think smell would be the least needed.
There's a lot of unpleasantness that comes in through smell.
Yeah. So I would say smell.
I'd definitely go smell.
But you'd be risking some of the taste then also.
I think I would go smell and then taste.
Mm-hmm. And then keep the other three. I'm not giving up.
No, but like the order you'd lose them in.
Oh, and then touch, I guess.
Oh, I'd go for hearing first. If you lose touch, you can't do anything. You can't wipe your butt. You can't, like, you literally can't move. You're paralyzed.
No, you can move.
No, you can't.
People like, you just have to learn how to walk without feeling what it feels like to walk.
No. You can't feel anything. You're paralyzed.
No, I'm not. I'm assuming that you're not paralyzed. You just don't, like, you can't feel it. Like,
so, like,
right now,
I pick up this water bottle and it just feels like I'm not touching anything.
Yeah, you would just have to learn how to use the power of grip without, without knowing what it feels like to actually touch something.
I don't think that would work.
Yeah, people. If,
no, that's,
if,
not,
if you
that's
have
not what the sense of touch is. You're paralyzed.
No, that's not it. If you have the ability to pick something up, but you don't have the ability to feel it, that's the sense of touch.
Okay, if I was using your interpretation, then yeah, I'd lose touch next. But losing, if using mine.
On the other hand, though, it would suck to not have any feeling.
Yeah. Like, how would you know if you're naked?
Well, you would know because you can look with your eyes.
Not if you lose that one, too.
Yeah.
Like, what if you lost sight and touch? You would never know if you were naked.
You would never know if people are, like, kicking you?
Yeah.
Well, you'd hear them kicking you.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I would, using your interpretation, I'd do touch, hearing, and sight last.
Wow. Yeah.
Sight would suck.
I like keeping hearing. And
well, so do I. I'm not, like, pro-losing any of these. I'm in favor of my senses. The question isn't which ones do you want to get rid of.
I just... Better safe than sorry. I just wanted to specify to God in case he's listening to the Sci-Fi Christian. Okay. You know, God's probably our most active listener.
Probably. But, you know, I think the one that would really suck would be losing sight and hearing, because then you're in a Helen Keller situation. I don't know how she ever did anything.
I would, that'd be tough. I'd probably give up.
Yeah, but she like figured stuff out, you know.
But how?
Have you ever watched some Miracle Worker play?
No.
Well, she like they put some water on her hand and she figured it out.
Figured out what? That there was water on her hand?
I don't know, but she was like, I think she got married and everything.
How do you learn?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying is that. Helen Keller, like, she did all this crazy stuff, and how? No one knows.
How do you fall in love with somebody who you never hear or see?
Maybe she didn't get married. I don't know. I might have made that up. But that's crazy. You got to think, like...
Like, okay, let's
say... If you can't see or hear, all you can do is touch.
And smell.
Yeah.
And taste. And
taste, yeah.
So how do you communicate? Like, how do you learn anything?
I think they, like, tap on your hand or whatever.
When you do good?
Yeah.
I don't feel like you know a lot about this.
I don't know. Okay, but I know Helen Keller's a real person and that she learned stuff. So this part's actually true.
Let's move on to the main topic.
To the Batmobile. Let's go.
Atomic batteries to power. Let's turbine press B.
Yeah, it's really loud, too.
Yeah.
Well, hi, Ben.
Hi.
Yeah, new song. What do you think about it?
Well, it's mostly the same song.
Yeah, mostly.
I like it.
Kind of loud.
Yeah, it was a little loud.
I think I might just take it down a little bit.
Yeah.
We can talk.
That sounds good.
So how much are you looking forward to... Actually, I'm just going to shut this off. And the end. So how much are you looking forward to The Dark Knight Rises?
Oh, quite a bit. Quite a bit. I've stopped keeping up on the news very much. Just because, you know, when it's so long out, I just prefer not to really think about it because I don't want to think about, you know, how long I have to wait and everything. But
well, actually, I can tell you how long you have to wait. Awesome. You have 13 days, 10 hours, 21 minutes, and 42 seconds.
And you think how long we've come on that countdown clock? That's crazy.
I know.
That's crazy. We're going to the midnight showing.
Yes, we are.
Despite my better judgment.
It's going to be you, me, Daniel, Kobe, Pastor Skip Crust, our friend BJ, and our friend Dan. More my friend Dan, but you...
Yeah, I don't know any Dan.
Never seen him.
No.
I think he... Yeah, I don't know if you ever met him.
Yeah. I generally don't like midnight showings. I generally don't like movie theaters. Mm-hmm. But I am putting both of those dislikes aside to see this movie.
I think you're making the right choice. I'll want to see... So the one we're seeing in at midnight, unfortunately, is not the IMAX theater.
I know. I was kind of bummed about that.
So, we would have to have paid for like the whole package of IMAX movies in that one day, which would have been kind of cool, but I'm not willing to make that commitment. So I will likely see it at midnight and be...
That's not a very... I mean, that's like a 7-hour commitment.
I'd be extremely tired, and then I'll probably go to see the IMAX version of it some point.
In the next day.
Maybe not the next day.
Yeah.
Do you remember the time?
But you're right. I think that being too tired to enjoy the last movie, like it would have been really sweet to see them all in a row, but... I remember our Lord of the Rings marathon. You definitely were enjoying it less by the end.
Do you remember the time that you wanted to see Dark Knight Rises at midnight?
Yeah.
Go during the day.
Yeah.
And then go a third time at night?
Yeah.
So the same movie three times?
Yeah.
You don't want to do that anymore, right?
Now that I'm not on the show much, I probably won't do it that way, but I think my wife and I will go the next day.
So you'll see it with me at midnight, and then you'll see it with Annie during the day on Friday?
Yeah.
That's not a bad plan.
Yeah.
I'll probably see it that weekend, maybe.
But I think I will definitely watch the other two movies during the week.
Ooh, yeah. I'm going to be watching them with some friends in preparation. So.
Yeah, that's going to be pretty sweet.
Pretty good. So what are you most looking forward to? What are some predictions? I was asking you before the show, should we call it predictions or should we call it preview?
I think we should call it prophecies.
Well, it's too late. You already announced it as... Do you want to change it?
Dark Knight Rises. Prophecies.
Hold on. I'll have to re-edit this and I'll be quiet for a second.
Dark Knight Rises. Prophecies.
This episode is going to be tough to edit. Yeah. The last one, too.
Just leave that part in, though, because that way it's like a little bit of a behind the scenes, you know, the creative process in action.
So I'll have to take that bit and put it back at the beginning. We'll get rid of where it said Dark Knight predictions.
Yeah.
Oh, prophecies.
There's right. More of a Christian ring to it.
Yeah. So what are your prophecies for this movie?
Well, I am prophesying that maybe we shouldn't call it prophecies because the Bible says if you make a prophecy and you get it wrong, you're supposed to get stoned.
I'm okay with that. Go ahead.
I tell you what, I'm going to prophedictions.
I mean, I don't think that should be the exact...
That's probably not the best word.
No, let's not do that.
So I will predict... Well, where do you want to start with this?
I mean, anywhere.
Anywhere.
Because it's the whole movie.
Specific,
we don't really
general...
know what's going to happen. Have you seen the newest trailer? Should I ask you that?
No.
Okay. Unfortunately, I avoided it when it hit the web.
Yeah.
When I was at The Amazing Spider-Man, it came on, and I'm pretty good at avoiding anything on television or internet, but if I'm sitting in the theater watching trailers, it's hard to like jump away. Like when Lost was on, remember I used to leave at the end when they'd show next week?
I remember, yeah.
I can't jump out of the theater, run down the stairs, run out of the theater. I mean, I could. I would just embarrass myself and my friends.
Yeah.
So I watched it, and it did show more things I didn't know were going to happen.
Yeah.
So.
I predict that Bane will be an awesome villain.
Mm-hmm.
He will not quite reach the level of Heath Ledger's Joker.
Okay.
But in some way, that's not a knock on Bane or Tom Hardy. I think Heath Ledger just took it to the next level. But I predict that there will be a heavy internet debate about whether or not Bane is better than the Joker after this.
Very interesting.
I think there will be a substantial portion of the movie-going population that will consider him a better villain.
Interesting. I'm having a hard time talking to you about what I want to say because... It's some things based on what I saw in the trailer. Do you care if I tell you a few things?
No, if it's in the trailer, I don't want to see it just because I don't...
Yeah,
you know,
understand.
But it's not... Christopher Nolan's known for secrecy. He's not going to spoil too much.
So in the trailer, heavily featured in this newest trailer were Catwoman and Joseph Gordon-Levitt, who I don't know what character his name is, or the name of his character.
Yeah.
I don't believe they're going to do this. So I predict that this doesn't happen. But they featured them so much... That if your original prophecy back last year that Batman dies at the end of this movie, that comes true, it almost looks like they're setting up Catwoman and Joseph Gordon-Levitt to be the new protagonists in this world. I don't think this will happen, but if this movie does awesome, I could see Warner Brothers giving them a movie potentially,
really?
Which I don't think is a good idea. Because remember, okay, you might think back to when we first were talking about Dark Knight. I liked the idea of people carrying on in this world. Christopher Nolan doesn't do it, whatever, but let's just keep the story going. I've since changed my mind, and there's a couple different reasons. But in general, I think I care a lot about directors and writers now, as I've been more engulfed in this world and seeing what they put into it. And I think it wouldn't be fair to him to have somebody else playing around in that world.
Yeah.
So for that reason, I don't think that they could continue on in that world with these characters.
Yeah.
But I know Catwoman is commonly known as a villain. It doesn't... In the trailer, she looked not villainous.
So, you know chronologically where this takes place.
Yeah. I do know. I know it's eight years.
8 years after Dark Knight. Do you think Catwoman has stepped up and tried to kind of fill the Batman void left by Batman taking a step back from
the
city?
So, is that what we're led to believe by the commercials?
That's my
Batman has been... off the grid for 8 years.
Yeah.
And now he's making his return.
Yes.
Okay. That would be interesting.
That would be interesting.
If she's kind of been that protagonist for Gotham.
I don't think she's going to be entirely a good guy, though. I think you're a little off base.
I could be off base. I'm just saying, just based on the trailer I saw 2 days ago, there was a lot of scenes shown of her and Joseph Gordon-Levitt talking back and forth about what they could do for the city and... Yeah, I don't know.
Now, let's talk about Joseph Gordon-Levitt a little bit.
Is he going to be Robin?
Is he? That's the real question, because that just won't go away.
I think he is. I think he's Robin. Or maybe not Robin as we know him, but a version of what could be a sidekick.
Yeah.
But not a sidekick. Because Christopher Nolan's went on the record and said he's not going to have Robin, right?
I prophesy that the word Robin will not be used in the movie.
Okay.
Unless it's just like, oh, look at that Robin over there on the branch, you know, something like that. It won't be used in the movie.
Okay.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt will never officially become the sidekick. Okay. However, I predict there will be hints that that's how it could have developed.
Is he Dick Grayson?
No.
Is he...
Yeah, they won't use the words Dick Grayson, but there will be hints that this could be Robin.
What about... There's other Robins, though. So you're saying he's none of the Robins that we know from, like, Tim Drake...
Yep.
Jason Todd, Damian Al Ghul. He's none of them.
No. It's going to be much more subtle than that. But they'll set it up where you could see that connection forming.
He's awesome as an actor, isn't he?
Oh, yeah. I love Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
I like Anne Hathaway. She feels like a weird choice, though, for this role.
I think she's going to be great.
I like her. I think this movie is going to be good. Yeah. I think she'll be good in it. I just feel like she's a little bit weird for this role.
Yeah. What do you think of Tom Hardy as Bane?
Awesome. He's so awesome.
Yeah.
He's a great guy, actor-wise.
He's really gotten the shaft.
He's like...
As a character.
Oh. This actor, though, is like very action-y. A lot of the movies he chooses are along these lines, so he'll fit in with that kind of thing. Bane, yeah, his whole character design in the comics kind of sucks.
It does.
Because it's a Lucha Libre Mexican wrestling mask.
Yes, I'm so glad they didn't go in that direction.
Yeah, so the new look, way better.
Russian.
Do you think he's being injected, though, with the venom that Bane uses? Like, is that what powers him?
I think so, yeah, the mask does something that he has on.
I hope they don't call it venom, even though that's in the comic.
Yeah.
I kind of hope they... Just a, maybe they should.
Like, strong gas.
Strong gas?
Strong gas.
Is that the route you think he's going to go?
Probably not. I prophesy that the word strong gas will not be used concurrently in the movie.
Okay. Who's going to die in this movie, for real? Name everybody you think could die in this movie.
Could or will? I mean, could be anyone.
Okay, yeah. Like, who do you think, legitimately, you're pretty much expecting this character is going to die?
Both Bane and Batman.
Okay, very interesting.
I agree, like you, I'm not sure if Catwoman's going to potentially be set up as a protagonist, but I do think she'll survive the movie. I think that Bane will die, Batman will die.
What about
Commissioner
Gordon?
No.
He lives. Alfred?
He lives.
Okay, well, however.
Batman will die not at the hands of Bane. It'll be some twist accident or whatever with friendly fire or something along those lines or some other sacrifice that he chooses to. It'll be a tragic death, but I do believe Batman's going to die at the end of the movie.
When you first said it last year, I could see it happening, and now even more, even the way that their marketing campaign makes it look as if they're setting him up to die. Like,
could be.
I think I could be wrong about this. I feel like in the trailer there might have been something even about... we're going to have to go on without him. I mean, of course, that could mean anything. It doesn't mean he dies. But it just feels like, from a marketing standpoint, they're trying to make us think he's going to die.
The tagline for the movie is "The Legend Ends."
Yeah. Yeah. I know.
So, what does that mean?
So, both Bane and Dark Knight and Batman die.
Now, it has been confirmed via press release after tons of speculation and denial that Cillian Murphy is reprising his role as a Scarecrow.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Likely a very minor role, similar to what he had in Dark Knight, but I like that.
Me too. What about...
Especially since it appears that there's going to be more of the inmates that got poisoned in the first movie, I think you're going to see a lot of tie-ins between Kane's... Scarecrow's poisoning of the inmates in the first movie and what Bane does with taking over Gotham in this movie.
Okay. Are you sick of, or maybe you haven't watched trailers that much, but in every trailer they show the arena coming apart. That scene would have been so sweet if we didn't know it was going to happen.
Yeah.
And
do you think they chose it, though, because so much of that had already leaked out? Because they had all those fans in the stands and everything for the extras. I mean, we saw footage of that over a year ago.
I suppose.
Obviously not with the special effects and everything, but everybody knew what the scene was going to be.
Have you seen the scene with the bridges?
Yes. They explode.
All that stuff. I mean, to me, that looks like Gotham has become Arkham City.
Yeah.
Where no one can come in, no one can go out.
Yeah, Bane seems like he's going to take over the city. And seems like it's going to become a police state.
Yeah. Yeah. And Batman has to come back in to save the day.
Do you think it's the whole city, or do you think it's just that island that they were on in the first movie?
Fake Manhattan.
Yeah, fake Manhattan.
Yeah, I think it's just the island.
Yeah, me too.
If the bridges have been blown out that go to Gotham or whatever part of it is.
And that's the part of the city where we know Arkham Asylum is from the first movie.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
The reason I said Arkham City is because if people don't know, I obviously haven't really played the video game extensively. You have.
You should.
The idea behind that is there's a part of Gotham City that's quarantined off.
Yep.
That they just let Arkham Asylum open in the sense of all the inmates get out, but they keep them encased in this city.
Yeah, in the game it's intentional. Like, they make the choice that they're just going to let this part of... They wall it off. You know, there's still guards involved and everything. But basically, inmates can do what they want to do within these parameters of Arkham City.
So why does Batman in the game, why does he even go in there?
He gets captured at the beginning of the game, yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah. Well, it's like in the first 30 seconds
of the cutscene. Hugo Strange?
Yeah. Hugo Strange.
Interesting. Remember when we thought he was going to be in the movie?
That would have been cool.
It would have been cool, but I think that ship has sailed.
You know, I think that the creators of Arkham City thought he was going to be in the movie, too.
Oh.
All right, that's my guess as to why they made him the villain. Because everybody was speculating at that point. I mean, it wasn't just me. It was pretty widespread that Hugo Strange is going to be the villain.
Yeah.
Christopher Nolan's basing it on this book that has Hugo Strange in it.
Prey?
Prey, yeah, I think you're right. Yeah. So it was widespread speculation at the time they were developing the
game.
Who
would have guessed Bane as the villain?
Well, and that's the thing, is that Bane, you know, yeah, he looks ridiculous in the comics, but like Batman and Robin, he's dumb villain.
Yeah.
Now, you could say, well, that's a dumb movie, but even in the first Arkham game, Arkham Asylum, Bane shows up, and he's still this, you know, strong, very stupid villain. He has no intelligence.
I wonder how they're going to portray him now in DC Comics, now that this awesome version has existed.
He will never be portrayed like an idiot again.
Wow. Yeah, that's crazy. I was thinking something about Bane. Oh, yes. His origin, or not his origin story, but where he originated in comics was with the Nightfall series. Have you read Nightfall?
Yep.
I haven't actually read it. So I do know basically everything that happens in it. Bane comes on the scene. Batman faces him. Bane is super strong with the Venom serum, and he breaks Batman's back.
Yeah.
Take it from there.
I think if Batman doesn't die, you're going to see him permanently injured, like paralyzed from the waist down or something like that. So I think that if it's not death, then Bane will break him that way. And his last act will be to take down Bane, but then he'll be unable to continue on as Batman in any capacity.
How many people do you predict learn the secret identity of Batman in this movie?
Now, there's another idea.
And I'm asking you because I've seen the trailer, actually. And
yeah.
I've seen the trailer leads you to believe certain people are going to know who he is. So
it could end with Bruce Wayne being placed in jail.
Oh my gosh, that would be interesting too. I want them, even though I love Batman, I want them to mess with this character, because this is basically the only chance we're ever going to get to see something really crazy happen to Batman. Because once this is over, they're going to go back to probably the same formula.
Yep.
A more heroic, he wins at the end of the day. This is basically our last chance for a long time to see something crazy happen to Batman. That's why, in a sense, I want him to die.
Yeah.
Because when have we ever seen Batman die before? Never.
So what would be a more tragic ending? Well,
technically he's dying in the comics, but that doesn't count.
It doesn't count.
They always come back.
What's a more tragic ending? Batman dying, or the movie ends with a series of scenes where we see Bruce Wayne led away in handcuffs, the secret's out, Wayne Manor is seized with federal asset seizure laws. Alfred is possibly arrested as well for
that's too
collaboration.
That's not happening. I keep talking, but
I'm just saying there's a lot of ways that could go with developing the idea that Bruce Wayne goes down.
That's interesting, but okay. Just imagine it is the end of the movie and that's what you're seeing. That's like, that's a downer.
Well, maybe they'll have something else like to wrap it up. But
yeah, but if he dies, and Alfred's still alive as kind of his heart still. We've got new Robin and Catwoman. There's hope that somebody else can rise up and still help, even if Batman now has sacrificed. It's the ultimate sacrifice. I want Batman to die in this movie.
Okay. Last scene of the movie.
If he doesn't die, are you going to be disappointed a little?
It depends on what happens instead. I think something has to happen, though.
I think I would be a little disappointed if Batman lives through Dark Knight Rises.
I'm going to paint a picture for you here.
Okay, paint me the picture.
So I just described this whole Batman, let's forget Alfred's not arrested, but Batman gets arrested.
Okay.
Bruce Wayne gets arrested. And the movie, you see all this montage of him, and he's gone down, Batman's done. Cut to black. 20 years later.
Oh, man.
We see a very old Alfred get out of his car in front of a prison as Bruce Wayne is finally let out as a man now in his late 50s.
Dark Knight Returns.
Or 60s. Not Dark Knight Returns, but you see him get out, and then to tie into your idea, we learn either by seeing something or through a conversation with Alfred that the city has been saved by him raising up Catwoman and Joseph Gordon-Levitt's character.
New Robin.
They carried on as Robin. Maybe you do see Robin there.
Mm-hmm.
Carried on the legacy, and Gotham has been restored by his sacrifice as he spent the last 20 years in prison. Hmm. That could be an awesome ending.
I guess that wouldn't be the worst thing, because Batman would kind of die, but Bruce Wayne would still live.
Yeah.
Does he ever put on the cape and cowl again?
No.
New Robin saves the day?
Could be.
Okay, but wait, back to who knows it. That I like the picture you just painted. That is a possibility.
So in answer to that question, possibly everyone. Possibly everyone.
Okay.
But if we're talking specific characters, Gordon finds out.
Let's assume that not everyone finds out.
Okay.
Because I like what you just described, but let's assume not everyone. So yes.
Gordon finds out. Lucius Fox already knows.
Okay.
It's never been said explicitly, but he figured it out in the first movie.
No, he knows.
Yeah, he knows.
He knows because of the second one, where he used spy technology.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, so he already is in the know. I think that Anne Hathaway finds out.
Okay.
Also known as Catwoman.
Mm-hmm.
That's about it.
Bane.
You think Bane finds... That could be.
What about his... Okay, there's a scene in the trailer with him and Maria Cotillard.
Yeah. We don't really know who she is.
Are we ready to just say she's not Talia al Ghul?
No.
So she still could be Talia al Ghul.
I mean, she's been denying it emphatically, but Cillian Murphy was, I am not in Dark Knight Rises. Yeah. I am not in Dark Knight Rises. The press release comes out a week ago. Cillian Murphy on the list of the cast.
So does she find out? Does Talia al Ghul find out?
If she's Talia al Ghul, yes. If not, no.
Does Liam Neeson return in this movie?
Well, that's an interesting question.
Like, come back, like, actually alive, not flashback. Is Ra's al Ghul still alive?
I think it's only in flashback.
Okay.
That would be my prediction.
Okay.
What about you?
He's not alive. Only be in flashback.
Yeah, I don't think him.
But Liam Neeson's in the movie.
Yes.
I think.
We know that Liam Neeson's in the movie.
Okay.
I want to see it now.
2 weeks, man. 2 weeks.
Sucks.
I took off that Friday, so I mean, I'm prepared. It's 2 hours and 45 minutes.
I know.
So we're going to, and it probably won't start until, let's just say, round up to 12:30, 12:20, something like that. I mean, we're going to be there super late in the morning. We, after Avengers, I recorded an instant reaction in the movie theater parking lot. So if you want to, you're welcome to join us if you are awake enough for that outing.
Yeah.
Oh, man, it's going to be good. I just want to... What other things can we predict before we wrap this show up? Is there anything else? Do you want to ask me any questions?
Is this going to be the greatest movie you've ever seen?
Greatest movie of the year? Yes. Greatest movie I've ever seen? I'm sure it's going to be awesome, but I don't know if I can say that yet. It's hard to tell.
At the end of it, will Matt Anderson consider the Dark Knight trilogy to be greater than Lost?
I already probably think that... I'm pretty sure that unless it really screws up, it might be greater than Lost.
Might be greater than Lost. Yeah. Will Matt Anderson be able to admit that on air?
I mean, come back and find out in the instant reaction.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you right there in the heat of the moment how I feel.
Okay. I'm going to ask you that night during the instant reaction, was that better than Lost?
Can't believe that that's the standard. The standard, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, man. I don't know if there's anything else that we could say. Is there anything else you want to say when it comes to prophesying about the Dark Knight Rises before we wrap this up?
I'm pretty psyched for... I like the fact that a lot of it's set in winter. I think that's going to be pretty cool. You know, ever since the first trailer came out and Bane had that, when Gotham is ashes, you'll have my permission to die. I thought that was just the coolest line. So I'm pretty psyched. I'm sad that Christopher Nolan has said never ever again, but I also respect that.
Yeah, I also agree. I did want to bring up one last thing. So this chapter closes. Christopher Nolan done with Batman. But we know it's not going to be the end of Batman. As we just saw this week, The Amazing Spider-Man has a new reboot just 10 years after the first one. Where does Batman go from here? Do you think that the next time we'll see him will be in DC's Justice League movie?
I don't think there's ever going to be a Justice League movie.
Really?
Yeah.
I think the likely scenario is that the Justice League movie comes out first, and then that spawns individual character movies instead of the opposite that like Marvel did.
Yeah, I mean, given how bad Green Lantern was received and bombed, I don't... If they do it, it's going to be that way, but I don't see it happening.
So you're saying then the next time we see Batman on the screen is in his own movie, a new reboot?
Yeah, either a reboot, or they could do it like the 1989 Batman where... You know, he's already established in his career.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't have to do a full reboot. I just want to see it out of Christopher Nolan's world. I don't care if we see an origin story, though I think the origin story of Batman's fascinating, so I wouldn't mind per se, but just get it out of Nolan's world.
Could they do a movie that has the feeling of Christopher Nolan's world, but making it clear this is not the same world? Sure.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is the tone for Batman movies.
Exactly. The tone, the same, universe, different.
Yep. Don't go back to campy. Don't go back to, you know, don't even try and do, like, the Michael Keaton movies where it's just grounded in reality. Batman should be a realistic character.
Okay. Well, we're recording this on July 6th, 2012. So if anything we said actually ends up coming true, don't get mad at us for spoiling you. These are all just predictions.
Everything we said is going to come true.
So
I think I described the last scene of the movie.
That's pretty,
shot for shot.
That's pretty awesome. My prediction for the movie is that in the climactic final scene, Bruce Wayne as Batman, actually, he has to save somebody. I don't know who it's going to be. Maybe Talia al Ghul, maybe Alfred, but there's somebody whose life is on the line. Him versus Bane, and in the course of the fight, they kill each other. They both die. Then we see Alfred still alive. He now has raised up somebody else to take his place, whether it's Catwoman or New Robin. But I agree with you. What you said, if this character ends up being Robin, I don't think it's going to be one that we've seen before.
Yeah.
Totally different name, something brand new. Gordon... I don't know if he's going to live through this movie. I don't know why. I just feel like there could be some danger to him.
What if we had a crazy spinoff of Alfred running this superhero team?
That would be awesome.
Alfred's Avengers.
Batman Incorporated. Why isn't that what Batman Incorporated is about?
Yeah.
Alfred's Avengers.
They could do a crossover.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, so you heard it here first. Either Batman dies or Batman goes to jail at the end of Dark Knight Rises.
Either, or maybe Batman goes to jail and then dies.
Well, those are all of our predictions. Ben?
Yep.
Thanks for being on here again.
Why are you laughing?
I said to edit something out that Ben said, so we're just going to end it here. Okay, so...
Email Matt and have him send it to you. It should be edited out. It was hysterical.
Well, Ben, thanks for being here on the Sci-Fi Christian. It was good to see you again.
Yep, good to see you.
Well, I'm Ben Anderson.
I'm Ben DiBono.
And this... We are the Sci-Fi Christians.
Signing off.
Nice.
Sorry for ruining the end of the show.
It's okay.
I'm not actually that sorry.
It's okay. So, if they've stayed tuned this long, then they're in for a special treat.
Yeah.
Once again, back together, the singing duo of...
Ben.
And...
Matt. Wasn't sure if we were supposed to use different names.
We can use the same names.
Starts out kind of slow. I feel like we should have listened to this beforehand.
I love that show.
So, I'm just going to be honest. I've actually tried to watch it recently.
Yeah.
It's not as fun to watch as it once was.
Yeah, not like when we were 10 years old, but it's like, still pretty awesome.
It's still good, and I like the style of it.
Yeah.
Or just in case you're wondering, we're talking about Batman, the animated series from the 90s.
Why are you playing it again?
For like background music while we talk about it.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, I have only season one on DVD. I couldn't make it through the first disc without getting kind of bored.
Wow.
Yeah, I'll watch it. I'm sure I still respect it and I still love it. But I've been kind of enjoying Batman Brave and the Bold, actually.
Ooh. I haven't watched that one.
It's kind of funny.
So can I share a bit of inappropriate sci-fi news with you?
Wait. We're still on live, actually. This is on the air.
Oh, yeah. That's what I was asking.
Oh. Does that have to do with Batman? Because this is a Batman-themed show.
No, it involves Spider-Man.
Do you want to tell me after this song is over? And then
people want to hear it.
We could put it at the end of the other episode.
Okay.
Okay, so what were you... Okay, so let's just say goodbye to the people then for now.
Okay, goodbye.
Goodbye, people. So what...
So I was reading a story, an interview with Andrew Garfield, where it was talking about, you know, how he prepared for the role. And the interviewer asked him if he'd seen the Spider-Man porn parody. And he said, yes, I watched it a few times, but not for sexual reasons. I watched it for inspiration of the character to see how people have interpreted the character in the past. But it wasn't sexual.
Do we believe Andrew Garfield?
I don't believe him for one second.
Did you know also, this is not inappropriate, I don't think, but did you hear that he wanted to avoid any sort of clothing lines underneath the Spider-Man suit? And so he actually, while acting, is naked underneath the Spider-Man.
That's awesome.
You think it's awesome? You got really excited about that. Wow.
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
That is, how could I get my hands in that suit?
You're going to see the movie now.
So you got that to look forward to.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think Andrew Garfield just instantly became dirtier than I originally thought he was.
Yeah. Because
he seems like a nice young man who's not up to no good. But maybe he was up to no good.
That suit looks like it was pretty tight, too.
This is... are you trying to, like...
ruin both
episodes? Are you trying to ruin the show? I'm not going to let you ruin the sci-fi Christian. You've been off it too long. Not cool.
You're the one who said it was naked.
Well, that's not bad. It's not bad to be naked as long as you're wearing clothes over your nakedness.
It's true.
Okay, Ben.
Yes, sir.
Just now, we were off the air, and you said something amazing. What if Bruce Wayne does get arrested and is put inside Arkham Asylum?
Yeah, does he get arrested on charges of vigilantism or insanity?
And if he goes to Arkham Asylum, what happens there when he's with all the people he's put in there?
Exactly.
Does he actually go insane in Arkham Asylum?
Could be.
That'll never happen, right?
Flash forward to 20 years from now.
Supervillain?
Batman's the villain. Yeah. Against Alfred's Avengers. Dun, dun, dun. That would be a movie I'd pay to see.
I bet Christian Bale will come back for that. Batman as a bad guy?
Yeah. Alfred's Avengers versus the Dark Knight's Revenge.
What if it's just called versus Batman? Should we... We could record while we...
I would love to see a Batman movie as where he's the villain, though.
Yeah, me too.
That would be awesome.
This is what I'm saying. I feel like this specific brand of Batman can do things that they really have never been able to do before. That's why Batman dying is cool.
Yeah.
Not because I want him to die, because I love Batman, but because I want to see something I've never seen before.
Yeah, he dies, and they're not going to bring him back.
Yeah. They're not going to bring him back. And yeah. even if the world existed, he is dead in it.
He is dead. That would be pretty sweet.
If he was a villain, would he call himself Batman? Or would he make up a new cool villain name?
Maybe Man-Bat.
That actually already exists.
I know.
What if... Okay, hear me out.
Okay.
What if he is the villain in the Superman movie? Not the new one.
Oh, but then Superman would have to win, and that would suck.
What if He kills Superman.
Oh, I'd love that.
Evil Batman kills Superman?
Yeah.
That's just call the movie that, and everybody will go see it.
Yeah.
Evil Batman kills Superman.
I don't care if it's a spoiler.
Yeah,
I mean, that would get me in the theater.
Yeah.
Like, and just have the whole movie be about him killing Superman.
Like, at first he's planning how he's going to do it.
Yeah.
And then 20 minutes in, he does it.
Just beats him over the head with a bag of Krypton.
That's the way to do it.
It'd have to be rated R.
Why?
Lots of blood.
Oh.
You'd have to make it very violent.
Why do you hate Superman?
Because he's an idiot.
Are you looking forward to Man of Steel?
Not really.
You'll see it, though.
Yeah.
Because of Christopher Nolan.
Probably.
I hope new Robin appears in Man of Steel.
Well, I don't think that's going to happen.
I hope that in Man of Steel, Catwoman is his girlfriend.
Ooh, Superman's?
Yeah.
I don't think that will happen.
What a twist. Oh, the cat's out of the bag.
Pun.
Can you say... should we call it Dark Knight Rises Predictions or Dark Knight Rises Preview?
Predictions.
Okay, say that.
Dark Knight Rises Predictions.